The Senate has voted to acquit President Donald Trump on both impeachment charges. Here's Chief Justice John Roberts. He presided over the chamber.
Two-thirds of the senators present not having found him guilty of the charges contained therein, it is therefore ordered and adjudged that the said Donald John Trump be, and he is hereby, acquitted of the charges in said articles.
We wanted to know what folks around the country make of the impeachment proceedings and the way it's all ending.
In downtown Raleigh, North Carolina, Denise Rawls is happy with the result. She says she didn't need to hear from any more witnesses except...
It could have brought some new evidence to maybe further tell the story of why he should not have ever been impeached in the first place.
Milwaukee Republican David Gross is still debating whether the president's conduct warranted impeachment.
And I think he probably was not handling himself correctly. But is it impeachable? That would be the question. Even if they brought the witnesses in and they testified to the full extent of what they've seen and what they've heard and what they've witnessed, it may not have been a thoroughly impeachable offense.
Either way, David Gross plans to vote for Trump's reelection.
Also in Milwaukee, fellow Republican Duane Bloodgood says the impeachment proceedings have affected his approach to the upcoming election.
It's making me think a lot more. I might end up having to change my views now because I haven't really seen anybody that I really like for the Republicans so far, and I've seen a couple of Democrats.